This is Lord Death of the DWMA, and you're watching another episode of Goth Geek Podcast. Now stay tuned, or I'll be forced to give you a Reaper Chop. And I mean it.
Hey, it's me, Nicholas Black, and you're listening to episode 35 of the Goth Geek Podcast. On today's episode, we're going to talk about all sorts of crazy shit that has been going on in the geek world. We've got a ton of trailers to talk about, like the Morbius trailer. I mean, the first Marvel Vampire live-action movie. And we've got Disney Plus Day, and it's now officially holidays. Yay. So before we jump into all that fun stuff, plus many more, go ahead and give us a like, give us a follow on Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter at TheGothGeek. Or check out our website, gothgeek.net, where you can find all our cool items like our dice sets and coffin boxes, our coffin dice trays, our blood splatter D20 earrings, posters, jewelry, all sorts of fun stuff. Perfect gifts for that goth geek in your life for the holidays. Check it out, gothgeek.net. And now let's go ahead and jump into the show. So, like I was saying, there's been just a ton of information going on in the post-Halloween days to follow. And like I warned you in the last episode about the holidays and part one and pre-Christmas and all that crap, we are definitely in the full swing. Like someone flipped a switch. Halloween happened, and then November 1st, and I swear to God, it seemed like on November 1st, all the Christmas commercials were just dropped. All the holiday commercials, everything was just a huge Yuletide, there we go, was upon us. So I didn't warn you, and now it has come to fruition. Fruition, there we go, I can fucking talk. Fruition. And the first thing I want to talk about is during Spooky Month, October, something I didn't talk about last episode, but the really, what's the word here? The fact that goth is not just a Halloween thing. I really am getting tired of the mainstream making it where goth is mainly a Halloween thing. I try to find news articles for goth and geek stuff year-round. And, of course, always in, like, late September and all through October is when I find the most articles. There's articles about, oh, goth fashion is back. Or, oh, top 10 goth video game characters is one I saw. This, that, and the other. Goth anime characters. Goth this, goth that. Which is great. I love those stories. I think they're great, they're fun, and it's kind of what Goth Geek's about, especially like goth video game characters, or goth anime characters, or goth animes, which we've talked about. But it doesn't have to fucking be during Halloween time. Like, goth is not just Halloween. Yeah, goths love Halloween, we do. I don't feel like that's a stereotype trope. I have yet to meet a goth who doesn't love Halloween on one level or another. You know, some people call it Gothmas and whatnot, because it's, you know, it's the goth Christmas. But regardless, it's, you know, it is one of our favorite holidays. So I kind of understand it to a degree, but we're more than that. We are a subculture that is year-round, not just for spooky fucking month, for your enjoyment. And I see this a lot. There were articles about goth pop-up bakeries and goth shows all during October and September, and it really just is annoying, Because, again, we're more than just one holiday. The subculture, you know, spans
multiple decades, and it spans fashion and music and pop culture at this point, and art, and so many other things now. Like, you know, a lot of elder goths talk about how goth is more about it's a music subculture. And I have, on this podcast before, argued that that is not true. Not anymore. Maybe it started out that way back in the late 70s, early 80s. But even then, there was definitely a fashion aspect to it, a look aspect to it. And now, it's well beyond any of those two boxes that you're trying to shove it into. There's just too many other goth subtypes. The goth subculture has its own subtypes, which is very much true. I mean, that's what goth geek is. But trying to shove all that into Halloween, into one holiday, into one, you know, time period, into one month, it's just asinine. It's just stupid and just close-minded. And I know these people have to write articles, but during this time period, but there are other things to write about. So, if you're listening and you're a writer for one of these websites, stop it. Just stop writing the stereotypical bullshit about, oh, it's spooky season, so we gotta write stuff about goth. You can write other things about Halloween and other and spooky season, which I did air quotes there, because it's just, that's a whole other thing. But yeah, goth and Halloween are not, like, interchangeable. Like, they are separate things. We love Halloween, but Halloween is not goth. Plenty of people love Halloween who are not into the goth subculture. They're not into the goth fashion, lifestyle, whatever you want to call it. I've met plenty of people who love Halloween who have no... who don't know who don't listen to The Cure, who don't listen to, you know, don't go to their local goth club out on the weekends. You know, they don't go to even Hot Topic, which is like the lowest of the low for, you know, goth shopping. But they still love Halloween. So yeah, they're not interchangeable. So stop it, media. Stop it, world. They are not the same thing. But moving right along from that small rant, because apparently I'm just ranting a lot in these podcasts. Oh my god, we got the Book of Boba Fett trailer a few weeks ago. That looks amazing. If you somehow have not seen this, which I doubt you missed it, because it was out a week or two ago? Probably 2 weeks ago? It looks awesome. Super excited about that. That drops at the end of the year, basically December like 28th, I think, or something ridiculous. Talk about cutting it close there, Disney. If you haven't seen it, go watch it. If you've watched it, go watch it again. It looks amazing. If it's more of the Mandalorian, but with Boba Fett. What more do you need? And then we also got the Morbius trailer. Michael Morbius, the living vampire from Marvel comics, which is definitely a kind of a goth thing for sure. I don't know if you ever read these comics when you were a kid. I did. I always thought Morbius was kind of cool. Back in the 90s, I read quite a few of the books that were out during the low period of comics. I say low period because the 90s were really a rough time for comics. They were just throwing everything out there, trying to get something to stick. But it looks pretty good, I have to say. If you haven't seen the trailer for that one, or the newest trailer for that one, because it's been like a teaser trailer, go check it out. It's on YouTube. The story looks pretty good. I'm saying a lot, too. I really gotta practice talking a little more professionally. Anyways, it looks really good. I'm not going to spoil it for you, but Jared Leto, Jared Leto? does a great job. I mean, he always throws 110% into any character he does. Even the Joker, which we don't really talk about too much because no one really liked his Joker. You know, he tried. It just was not the vision that people wanted for the Joker, I think. But it looks like he's done a really good job. Pardon me. I had to clear my throat there. I didn't think to pause the recording because sometimes I just don't think of these things. But yeah, so go check out the Morbius trailer. It's phenomenal, I think. I feel it's going to be a good movie. And speaking of vampires in the Marvel Universe, we all know that Blade is coming as well. We're getting a new Blade in 2023, I think is what they announced. And apparently, if you saw the Eternals movie, I think it was Eternals that I saw this, there was a cut scene at the end that has Blade's voice in it. It might be the Ten Rings, but I think it's Eternals. One of those two. So that's getting exciting, because we're going to get Blade as well. We're getting Morbius and we're getting Blade. So two of Marvel's biggest vampires, pseudo-vampires, if depending on how you look at Blade, are coming to the big screen. I definitely love the Wesley Snipe Blade movies. I mean, they got pretty kind of corny there at the end. But the first one is definitely a classic. Especially that first, like, crazy scene with, like, the blood coming out of, like, the sprinkler system or whatever in the nightclub. But yeah, so we're getting a new Blade, new character, new actor. It's not Wesley Snipes. It's a... Oh, I can't remember his name now. Ollie, what is his name? Crap. Anyways, go look it up. But yeah, so that's coming out. No trailers for that or anything, but just a little sneak peek at the end credit scene. You get to hear his voice, apparently. And then, trucking right along, we have Disney Plus Day. Was this recently? I know I talk about Disney Plus a lot on this podcast. I doubt they're ever going to do anything about that. And I don't do it trying to get stuff from Disney. That would be cool, but no. I do it because I truly, actually love the service. I probably watch more Disney Plus than I do my Netflix or my Prime Video or any of the other streaming services just because of all the cool content they have on there. But during Disney Plus Day, they dropped exclusively on Disney Plus, but I think now they're on YouTube as well. There was a sizzle reel for Obi-Wan, or Kenobi, or whatever the hell it's called. And just to let you know, I should have notes in front of me to remember all these things, but I don't. So I'm just, like, trying to remember everything I wanted to talk about. Everything I saw from memory, which is never a good idea. Moving right along. But yeah, Kenobi, there was a sizzle reel kind of thing with that. Super excited about Hayden Christensen coming back for Darth Vader. Curious to see how that's going to look. All of that. That's, you know, more Star Wars. As I've said during my Star Wars Day podcast episode, you know, you can like Star Wars and also hate Star Wars. And I feel like they're doing a great job of reinforcing that with all these great shows. Because the shows are amazing. I've yet to see a Star Wars show that I'm like, this sucks. All right, you know, this is bad. And Kenobi, hopefully, from what, you know, a little bit we're seeing, it's the same thing. So, if you haven't seen that, it should be on YouTube by now. Go check it out. If it's not on YouTube, get the free trial. It's worth it. There's also the Willow teaser, which was kind of funny. Warwick Davis, like, walks around introducing all the different actors and actresses for the new show. If you didn't somehow know that there was a new Willow show coming, surprise. But yeah, Disney Plus is going to be dropping a Willow TV series and have the original Willow involved, Warwick Davis, along with a whole cast of new people. It's a very funny video. It's tongue-in-cheek. I shouldn't say very funny. There's some kind of like cringe moments, in my opinion, but overall, they're trying to make fun of it, fun and have a good time, and the generation gap between, you know, Warwick Davis and the original Willow and this new cast of younger people. So they try. It's got some funny moments. So definitely check that out if you're a Willow fan. I am definitely a huge Willow fan. I love that movie. I remember watching it a ton of times as a kid. Back in the day, we recorded it from HBO on a VHS tape. And then, like, I watched that as a kid a lot. Like, that VHS probably got ruined how many times I rewatched it. To the point where I don't think I've seen Willow in a long time because I burnt myself out on how many times I used to watch it as a kid. But, yeah, so check that out, Willow. I mean, that's exciting news. Also, one of my favorite shows just dropped season 2. A show called Ginlock. Now, if you don't know what Ginlock is, I don't know if I've mentioned it on here or not, but it's a show by Rooster Teeth Productions. Rooster Teeth are the people who have done shows like Red vs. Blue, Ruby, and a crap ton of others. Camp, and just a ton of other just random shows. Ginlock was one of their bigger productions. It has Michael B. Jordan in it. It's an animated show. Michael B. Jordan is in it. David Tennant is in it. Maze Williams is in it. Dakota Fanning is in it. Like, it's an all-star cast, which is amazing for such a small, well, formerly small production company. Rooster Teeth was bought by Warner Brothers, HBO, a while ago. And so they are no longer the tiny, independent company they used to be. But they dropped this mech animation. I don't know, I won't really call it anime, because Ruby, their other show, is definitely more anime style than Ginlock is, but it's definitely like a mech show. They have a lot of but it's more than that. It's a futuristic adventure and sci-fi, but if you like mechs, if you like any of those people I just mentioned, if you like somewhat anime style, it does have anime-ish style to it. I would definitely recommend it. But season 2, which we've been waiting years for, like, they dropped the first season on Rooster Teeth's website. This was right before they kind of got acquired by Warner Brothers, or officially acquired by Warner Brothers. It was like 8 episodes, and then they took a break. And it was a long fucking break. And then they announced that, oh, well, after the Warner Brothers acquired them, that, oh, it was only going to be on HBO Max once HBO Max was even launched. Like, HBO Max wasn't even launched yet when they announced this. So it was no longer going to be dropped on Rooster Teeth website, which was a huge uproar because it's a Rooster Teeth show. But that's a whole other thing. Fast forward, finally, a year or two later, definitely more than a year, probably 2 years at this point? Probably 2 years. We finally have got season 2, dropping, episodic. The first episode and second episode have already dropped because it started November 4th. So if you have HBO Max, if you get it free with your cable provider like I do, you should definitely take advantage of that for this series alone. HBO Max has a lot of other cool stuff.
I'm not really sure if it's worth the money per se, but kind of like Disney, HBO Max is one of those streaming services where you don't really realize how much is under that umbrella of Warner Brothers. Like, I didn't realize Big Bang Theory was part of that. Curb Your Enthusiasm. Basically, like, anything that's on been TBS, TNT, certain other channels I can't think of off the top of my head right now because my brain is slowly melting, apparently. They have, like, rights to a lot of anime from Ghibli, Studio Ghibli. A lot of American rights to that. And so, yeah, they have a lot of shows. They have a lot of independent shows that they've been dropping on there. And, of course, all their movies have been dropping simultaneously in theaters and on HBO Max. So, like, if you want to see Dune right now, but you don't want to go to a movie theater, you can go fucking see Dune. Mortal Kombat. You could have watched, seen Mortal Kombat. Wonder Woman 84 when it came out. You know, all this crap, all these movies that have been coming out that are Warner Brothers related have been dropping on HBO Max, like, same day. It's ridiculous. Like, I have no interest in seeing Dune at all. I never read the books. I never saw the 80s movie. But because it's on HBO Max and that's basically free, I will probably watch it at some point just to see what all the hubbub's about. But yeah, so that's worth it alone. But Ginlock is on there. First season's already on there as well. So if you have never seen it at all, I highly recommend it. I think Ginlock is still on Rooster Teeth as well, at least season one. That's a whole other thing. Rooster Teeth had a whole bunch of drama and stuff, and so I've kind of stopped going to their website since they've become a corporate conglomerate, a subsidiary of, you know, a huge, huge faceless corporation. But I still love their shows. I still support their shows. I just won't go to their website to do it. Yeah, it's weird. I just have odd feelings about their whole thing. But I still support, like it's not their fault. They got bought by Warner Brothers. It's not their fault, per se. But there's also been some other drama going on in the background with some employees and stuff that's just kind of making it a little cringy. Anyways, Ginlock, Season 2, has dropped. New episode every Thursday. Check that out on HBO Max. It might be on Rooster Teeth's website as well, being dropped, like, maybe a week after. I don't know exactly, because, again, I don't go to their website anymore. Well, my voice cracked there. That was weird. Going through puberty again. There we go. Hello? Hello? There we go. All right. So, definitely check that out. It's got a very cool, like I said, it's got mechs in it. It's got an anime feel. It's very sci-fi, Robotech style in a lot of ways. Nanobots and really cool evil looking characters, and it's a goth geeky thing that I loved. Like, my wife and I loved season one, and we just started watching season two yesterday, and we're all about it. So definitely check that out if you're looking for something new. All right. Now, before we conclude the episode, I wanted to talk about one last thing that's near and dear to, like, my heart, personally, is we're getting into the holidays, like I mentioned at the top of the episode, and that also means, like, seasonal depression. I know that's kind of not on brand, but it's something that I want to talk about, because seasonal depression is a big deal. It's hard to get around. If it's something that happens to you, and I feel like we all go through it on some level. Just like we're all kind of depressed on some level. Some of us handle it better than others, but we're all kind of depressed. Or go through a depression at some point in our lives, or through our weeks, or through our year. But usually during the holidays is when it really hits hard. It can happen because of, you know, winter time, and it's cloudy and dark and stormy, and you don't see the sun as much, which is
you know, they talk about a lot, and they talk about, you know, getting UV lamps and whatnot to help you combat that. I'm saying it so much. I'm saying the word so much, it's losing meaning. But to fight that. But it's not just seasonal. Depression can happen anytime, all the time. I deal with it constantly. And I know that's kind of like sharing maybe a little bit too much, but that's one of the things that pisses me off the most about all this, is that there's this huge stigma with depression and mental illness and bipolar and manic depressive and bipolar type 1 and type 2, and the terms keep changing. Anxiety, you know, all sorts of different mental illnesses, and you know, it's getting better out there about talking about them, but for the most part, it's still frowned upon talking about them. I deal with depression in some manic episodes on a daily basis, not just seasonal, not just, you know, not weekly, not, you know, monthly, daily. And it's okay. It's okay for you to feel these things. It's okay. You know, I deal with it, by talking and, through, having a support system. Other people, you know, get medicated, which is, I strongly, support. I won't recommend, because I'm not a doctor. But, you know, if you feel you need to be medicated, if you feel you need extra help, by all means, talk to a doctor, talk to your therapist, and get that. There's nothing wrong with that. There is nothing wrong with getting a little extra help. Depression is a real threat. It's a real issue here in America, and I think all over the world. You know, suicide is a huge problem, and we don't talk enough about these things to really, again, there's a stigma to it. Like, we're not supposed to talk about them. We're not supposed to admit that we have these issues that we, you know, that we battle with every day, or, you know, that we're supposed to pretend that we're all fine and everything's okay mentally, and, you know, we're doing super okay and all that. And that's just not the case. We aren't. And I know it's kind of, and like I said, I know I'm saying that, you know, it's not just seasonal depression. You know, it's a year-round thing. But it's always more prevalent and usually harder for people during this time of year. So that's why I wanted to bring it up. I mentioned the last episode that I wanted to talk about depression. Or maybe it was two episodes ago. But anyways, it's something on my mind. It's been on my mind as this season comes up, because this is when it really hits hard for a lot of people. You know, people who may not even deal with depression on a regular basis or deal with any kind of mental chemical imbalances or any kind of other anxieties or manic episodes or anything like that on a regular basis might still deal with it during the holidays. Because you're dealing with family, you're dealing with stress. No matter what holidays you celebrate or what religions you follow or anything like that, you know, the weather gets colder depending on where you're living. And, you know, it's just going to be tough. Regardless if you have no one else in your life but, like, just you and some friends, or if you have a huge, giant family and friends system, it doesn't matter. It can still equally bother you. It can still easily affect you. Depression does not care who you are. It doesn't care who's in your life. It can hit you. And so, I just want to let you guys know that, one, it's okay to feel these things, but also, please, if you feel like you need to get help, you should. By all means, don't be scared to do that. Don't let the stigmas get to you.
talk to a friend, talk to a family member, talk to a doctor, talk to a therapist. You know, call. There's the suicide prevention hotline if you're ever thinking about harming yourself or others. Because you don't want to go that far. You never want to go that far. Taking your own life is never the answer. And I know when you go down that, spiral, when you go down that rabbit hole, it is hard to see any other route, truly any other option. So it's hard to just like hear these words and be like, oh yeah, okay. You make it sound easy. Yeah, exactly. It sounds way easier than it is. I get that, truly. But I'm just saying, during this rougher time of the year for people who with depression, and all year round, to be honest, if you need help, please go get it. Whatever that help may be. Preferably not in a bottle. Don't drink alcohol. That does not help. That usually hurts. But, you know, talking to friends, talking to family, talking, you know, getting a support system, finding, you know, your coping mechanisms that help you get through it, to get the demons out of your head. When I say demons, I mean, you know, that negative voice, that little voice in your head that, like, you know, says that you're not good enough, that, you know, that no one loves you, or and all that fucking shit. Believe me, I know it. I deal with it quite a bit. You know, talk to somebody. Medications do really help, and are worth it if it's gotten to that point where, you know, you can't see a way out. Talking to a therapist, a psychologist, your doctor, and it's a trial and error system for sure. Not all medications are going to work the same way if you do go down that route, but sometimes it's just talking to people is all the really medication you need. But yeah, I just wanted to say that real on this episode as we dive into the holiday season. You're not alone. Depression, everyone's dealing with it. It's even the happiest person you know is probably on some level dealing with depression, dealing with something that they're not talking about, that they're not sharing with you or sharing with anyone. You are not alone. I deal with it every day. And it's just a constant thing you deal with, and it does get better, with the right help. So, yeah. I just want to end. I think we're gonna end it there. I kind of on a. I don't know if that's really a sad note, but we're gonna end it on a more serious note today. At least on that topic. But, of course, as always, let me know what you think about all these things I've talked about. Do you deal with depression? Are you, you know, how do you cope? Or do you have a good support system? What do you think of all these trailers? Did you check out Kenobi? Did you see the Book of Boba Fett trailer? Morbius? Willow? I'm sure there's a ton more I'm missing and forgetting about. There's just so much news going on these days. And I still didn't get a chance to talk about tattoos. I really want to talk about tattoos. I have quite a few of them. Some are geeky, some are goth. Some are neither. So hopefully in the next episode I'll get a chance to actually talk about tattoos. And share that with you. And get your opinions hopefully on that. But yes, let me know about your opinions on all of this that we've shared today. And thanks for listening, and